الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبظلم من الذين هادوا حرمنا عليهم طيبات أحلت لهم وبصدهم عن سبيل الله كثيرا. In the ayat that we are reading, Allah is discussing all the evil qualities of the Yahud, of the Jews, the Zionists, and on account of which Allah Ta'ala had cursed them, and they were made a cursed nation, and they are born, so they are, their quality is disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the lesson and the reason why Allah has put it in the Quran Sharif is that we as Muslims take lesson. We don't make the same mistakes and we don't follow them. So in this ayat Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, فَبِظُلْمِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. So Yahud ke gunaon ki wajah se, because of the gunas, the sins, the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, the Jews harranna alayhim tayyibatin uhillat lahum. ہم نے حرام کے ان پر بہت سی بات چیزیں جو ان پر حلال تھی. We made many things haram upon them which were halal for them. That is basically in Shariat, in the law of Allah Ta'ala, it was permissible. But because of their sins, as a punishment, Allah made it haram. For this ummah, Allah has saved this ummah, and Allah hasn't made anything haram because of our gunas. And only what is good for us. And the more it is important and good, the more it is made for us. Like the most important thing is Iman. So Iman is made for us, and La ilaha illallah is the greatest for us. And that is Allah Ta'ala is for our own benefit. Namaz, which is like as far as ibadat is concerned, the greatest ibadat. So Allah Ta'ala has made that 5 times a day for us, because everything what was good for us, Allah Ta'ala has made it for us. And what was harmful for us, all that Allah has made haram. Like for example, gambling, womanizing, taking interest, etc. Whatever gunas they are not just for nothing that they are made haram. Because they are very harmful, therefore Allah Ta'ala has made them haram. We should consider how much we, the halal, what is good for us, that how much we have a sort of a, we abstain from it, like namaz for example. There are so many of us who don't make our namaz. Many of us who make our namaz, but haphazardly, not with care and carefully. And concentration in namaz is almost absolutely non-found. So those are the things we should make effort for. So in any case, that for this ummah, because of the gunas, Allah hasn't made any good halal thing haram for us. For the Jews, because of the gunas, many things which were good for them, which were halal, which were beneficial for them, but Allah has made it as haram because of the gunas. And further, other things also, وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. اور اس وجہ سے کہ روکتے تھے اللہ کے راستے بہت. And you should stop people from the path of Allah Ta'ala, from entering into the religion, into the deen of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They used to stop people. Yeah, also, again, Allah has mentioned this of the evils of the Yahud. But Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it for us, so that we take a lesson. We don't stop people from doing good things. How many times perhaps somebody wants to go for namaz, we discourage them. Somebody, a lady wants to go in farda, we discourage her. Sometimes even the husband wants to keep a beard, the wife discourages it, and sometimes even talks of divorce take place just because the wife wants to go in farda, husband wants to keep a beard, etc. So these are three reasons why Allah Ta'ala has made things haram for the Jews. So we shouldn't fall in the same trap, that we also stop people. Somebody wants to go in Jama'at, for example, and we discourage the person. If there's a valid reason, that is understood. But without any reason, we just discourage people. We don't give importance to it. Somebody is concerned about his Islam, about making his connection with Allah, of preparing for Akhirat, and he makes his object of life Akhirat. We discourage such people. So we should be very careful that we don't fall in the same trap. And that is the reason why Allah has mentioned it in the Quran. And for us it is to read the Quran and to take lessons from the Quran. In there also we see how many of us read Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif should be read regularly. And we should also try our best to ponder on the meanings of the Quran Sharif. Especially the ulama, not just the recitation, but what is the message that is being given, what is called the tadabbur. And as the ordinary people, we should make mashura with ulama, which Quran Sharif translation which can we check, so that we know what is the message of the Quran. So may Allah give us tawfiq to take these lessons which the Quran Sharif is giving us, and that we don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and that we don't stop people from doing righteous and good deeds. All these matters are discussed here briefly, and they are discussed in details in various other parts of the Quran Sharif, which some of it we have already gone through, some will still come in the front. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And the main thing is amal. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah.